Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring Patreon edition. Welcome, patrons. Thank you so much for sticking us in your ear holes. We're here just for you. We love you so much, each and every one of you. Hi.
Hey, we love us. You love us so much that that you give
you're
us
paying for this weird garbage. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. So yeah. Thanks for everyone who's joined over WFUCAC. You've got so much more content than everybody else. And what we thought would be cool is to just give you make sure we keep giving you top secret bonus episodes that only patrons get. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily about Canadian politics. I thought it'd be fun to go off the script and do just cool, weird, funny stuff that happened in Canadian history.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah. So, Jesse, do you want to know the title for this super secret patron episode?
I love that you come up with crazy titles now. Well, yeah. I suppose you always did, but it's now. Yeah. Okay, yes. I want to tell me. Tell me the thing. Do it.
Who ate Jumbo?
Who ate Jumbo?
Who is Jumbo? Do you know who Jumbo is?
I do not know who Jumbo is.
Jumbo was a very famous circus elephant known as Jumbo the Elephant or Jumbo the Circus Elephant. So he was born December the 25th, 1860, and he died September the 15th, 1885. And he was a African bush elephant born in Sudan.
Oh, okay. And someone ate him?
Well, we'll get to that. There's a bit of backstory. So
we'll get to that. It's in the title.
Yeah, yeah. So he'd been exported from the Sudan to a zoo in Paris, and then he was transferred in 1865 to London Zoo in England. And he was an extra large elephant. I mean, elephants are extra large, but he was extra large for an elephant.
Was he just like part of this like a roving circus or
no? He was in the zoo. Oh, okay, all right.
He was in a zoo. So, but what happened was the word jumbo, so when you get like jumbo, you know, jumbo jet and jumbo sized boxer briefs or whatever it is you're buying, the name comes from him. Like before he was called Jumbo, that word wasn't used to like say that something was large.
Hold on, what? The word jumbo came from this elephant?
Yeah, so his name was Jumbo.
What?
And everything was seen as like, oh, it's jumbo sized because he's so big. And now, this elephant is like in our language now.
Are you fucking serious? That's amazing.
So he was 10 foot 7 tall at the time of his death. So every time you look at a Jumbotron screen in a hockey stadium in Canada, it's named after a dead elephant.
Hold on, it's 10 feet tall, did you say?
10 foot 7 inches or 3.23 meters.
Average height of an elephant.
Average height, 5 foot 7.
Asian elephant is two... How many... Did you say feet or...?
He was 10 foot 7 inches and he was an African elephant.
Okay, African elephants will grow between 8.2 to 13 feet. So it sounds like it's just kind of average.
Maybe, you know. I guess. But he was in his... I don't know, maybe they've never seen an elephant before. Maybe
I just, yeah, that might be it. Like, oh, what is that thing? It's huge.
Have you seen how big a hippopotamus is? Holy shit, what's that? Like,
right? Yeah, okay.
So
so we're literally making a podcast about an average-sized elephant. Okay.
So and back, well, everything large is named after an average-sized elephant. So, so a jumbo jet could be bigger. A jumbotron screen isn't that large. In comparison to a full-sized elephant. I don't know, maybe they had a poor diet back then and they grow bigger now because they can have drive-through.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So zoos weren't as enlightened as they were back then, and you could ride...
I don't know if I call them enlightened today.
you could ride the elephant.
I'm going to go search for enlightenment. Where are you going? The zoo.
The zoo. To look at these animals we've imprisoned in an unnatural environment. So, kids would ride his back, and even Queen Victoria rode on Jumbo's back.
She did fucking not.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, she did, yeah. Like, everyone loved Jumbo, and they loved riding on his back.
Okay.
But Jumbo
That's
wasn't
the way happy. You say things, man.
Yeah. Jumbo wasn't happy, and he would grind his tusks down against the stonework of his enclosure, which is quite sad.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah. But then...
is this going to be a fucking depressing episode? I mean, it ends with someone eating him, so...
Like... So in 1882, the zoo caused controversy because they sold Jumbo to P.T. Barnum. I don't know if you've heard of Barnum.
P.T. Barnum. Heard of P.T. Barnum, yeah.
For £2,000 or $10,000. At the time, it was a lot of money back then.
It's a lot of money today.
And it's because Jumbo was getting more aggressive as he got older, and because people kept riding him, I imagine. And he was seen as a potential cause to a public disaster. And everyone was so upset. 100,000 school children wrote to Queen Victoria begging her to block the sale.
Aw, Jesus. Yeah. That's a fucking petition. Holy shit.
But he was getting a bad temper, so.
Yeah, understandably.
Exactly. So, and there was a quote, someone from the Zoological Society, John Ruskin, wrote in the Morning Post in February 1882. I'll do it in the old-timey voice.
Yes, please.
I, for one, of the said fellows, am not in the habit of selling my old pets or parting with my old servants because I find them subject occasionally, perhaps even periodically, to fits of temper, and I only regret the proceedings of the council but disclaim them utterly as disgraceful to the City of London and dishonourable to common humanity.
Got no idea what he's talking about. So... this is the end of the road for non-patrons. You only get a few minutes tease of these episodes. We will be back in a few days with another free episode. However, The entirety of this episode is just for our patrons. If you would like to sign up, you can go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring. There are more free episodes on the way. We really hope you can join and support the show. We really appreciate everyone who listens to the show, and we really hope that you can go the extra mile to support us to create more content. All the shows will continue to be free as you've been listening. It's kind of just like a club where we'll do extra stuff, and you can make suggestions and maybe even take part in some of the episodes and interact with us. And also enjoy the full WFUCAC advent calendar. If that's not for you, we totally understand, and we will see you very soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf from the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.